It is January the 17th. You know what they say, don't drive when you're angry. Well, maybe don't do a fantasy basketball podcast when you're angry. And I am, well, frustrated. Maybe not angry, frustrated, let's say that. But that's fantasy basketball. We have some games to talk about. We have Jimmy Butler returning, some injury updates. Let's get into everything. This is the Friday post-game show. Let's go balls deep. I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I do it, say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere and everywhere that you consume fantasy basketball content. We are part of the Old Man Squad Network at Old Man Squad on Twitter or X. Yeah, frustrating day. More just for me, just absences and opposition players doing things that they wouldn't normally do. But yeah, look, it's one of those days. Let's just do some news very quickly. Actually, let's go through the top 10 players from today. Austin Reeves, number one, followed by Nikola Vucevic, Jamal Murray, Damian Lillard, Nikola Jokic, Desmond Bane, Drew Eubanks, Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, and Victor Wembanyama. Santi Aldama there. Honorable mention at number 12. So some news. With Jimmy Butler return, we'll talk about that obviously when we get to the game. Update on Brandon Miller. Now, he has a scapholunate ligament tear. Anyway, it's a ligament in the wrist. He has a tear. Now, there's no word on whether this is a full tear or a partial tear. I've done some research on it because I haven't exactly heard of this injury before. He's out indefinitely is what the Hornets are sort of reporting. And I thought, okay, well, is that a week? Is it something he can play through? It doesn't sound like it is. It does sound like it's something that needs surgery. I've sort of Googled, can it heal on its own? Basically what I'm seeing is no. And again, this is Google. I'm by no means an expert. Maybe someone is. But it doesn't look like he can avoid surgery. Maybe he can avoid it temporarily, but he is going to need some surgery because it can lead to ongoing issues with the wrist. It doesn't heal itself, basically. It looks as though treatment for something like this, again, what I'm reading, is it needs to be immobilized in a cast 2 to 6 weeks. It's a 4 to 6 month recovery time and can take up to 18 months. Now, obviously, this is worst case scenario. I'm not saying at all that this is an 18-month injury, but I think it could be significant enough that it's going to cost him weeks, not a week or days, but weeks. And depending on where Charlotte are, maybe he's done for the season. Maybe they bring him back, what do we mean, after the All-Star break is a month. Anyway, we'll wait for an update, but this does sound like if it's a complete tear, then yeah, we're looking at a long-term injury here for Brandon Miller. So we'll look at the box score when we get to the game. In terms of why I was frustrated today, Anthony Davis, late scratch because they were playing Brooklyn. I would have loved for Brooklyn to win this game, just not that I don't like the Lakers or I love Brooklyn. It just would have been hilarious if they had rested Anthony Davis. I know he has the foot issue, so it's not rest as such, managing it. But yeah, it would have been funny if they had gone into this game sort of somewhat overconfident and the Nets had won. And they almost did, but they didn't in the end. So what else frustrated me? Yeah, look, it's certain. Obviously, Utah is just annoying me, the Walker Kessler stuff. Basically, I haven't had him all week in a league where I'm now losing by about three blocks. I also lost Derek Lively this week. Zach Edey is trash. Rudy Gobert is trash. So, yeah, just some frustrating lineups, I suppose. And I have to sort of go and look at the standings in my leagues. And I'm sort of, if I'm losing a category this week, and which I think I should be winning, I go and look at the standings and see that I'm way ahead of that team in the standings. And it justifies in my head that my process is correct here. And I try to say, okay, don't worry about this. I'm still positioned very well in the standings. And if we were to come up against each other again, does lightning strike twice? Maybe it does. Maybe it is fantasy. But it was a frustrating day. Anyway, let's get into these games. All right, where are we? Orlando at Boston. Somewhat unsurprisingly, a pretty easy win for Boston. They were coming off some poor form, something to prove in Boston. Orlando are obviously shorthanded. And I know Orlando have been gutsy and they've sort of fought out some hard sort of victories, which maybe they shouldn't have. But it was almost a perfect storm here for the Celtics to have a fairly comfortable win and for Orlando to struggle. So for Orlando, 29 minutes for Paolo Banchero. So slight increase, not a great game, to be honest. 21, 4 and 4, no defensive stats, 8 of 20 from the field, didn't hit a 3, 5 of 7 from the line. So look, it is what it is. He isn't going to be good. He's not at that level yet where he can be elite in every game. And he also has basically no support here at the moment. Wendell Carter had 15 and 9. He's fine to hold until Goga is back. But look, no defensive stats, 6 of 10 from the line. That nothing here is sort of telling me that when Goga is back, Wendell has got his starting job or anything. I think it's pretty clear they need Goga here in the starting lineup. Cole Anthony, we roster him. He's been decent. Cole Anthony. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, stream as well, but I'd rather Cole Anthony. He just does a little bit more from a fantasy perspective. Anthony Black had 28 minutes. Was able to play a little bit more here because it was a blowout. Jonathan Isaac, who had is that the most random double-double 28-minute performance of the season 3 games ago? Because since that game, he has not even come close to playing those minutes or putting up those numbers. 3 points, 3 rebounds, 2 blocks in 20 minutes. I think we can move on from Jonathan Isaac if you're holding him. Boston, look, healthy lineup, so there's really not much to talk about. Drew Holiday was pretty bad. He's probably a hold, not an exciting one. Derek White, by low, continues to be wide open here. Hasn't been playing well at all. And when they are healthy, as we know, Horford, Sam Hauser. Is Peyton Pritchard a drop? There's a question, maybe. He's been pretty bad the last little bit. Let's have a look, actually, at... Oh, God, he's not even in the... Is that going to go to all players yet? Okay, hang on. Here we go. Let's have a look. Pritchard. Ooh, he was the 190th ranked player today out of 202 players. Not great. Let's have a look at his numbers over the last little bit. All right, the last 2 weeks, he is the 289th ranked player. Over the last month, he's the 152nd ranked player. 11 points, 3.5 assists, 2.4 threes. He'll be better than that, I think. Not a lot better. I think he's borderline top 100. He's probably a hold, but I think if streaming is something you can do frequently, then maybe you could get some more value from streaming. All right, next game. I digress. Minnesota at New York. Timberwolves get the win. No Karl-Anthony Towns, so we had no revenge here. For the Timberwolves, Mike Conley started with Dante DiVincenzo out. No word on this toe issue here, but I would maybe brace for a multi-game absence. Do we add Mike Conley? Look, you could. He had 13 points, but he had nothing else. I did say that I'd rather Nickeil Alexander-Walker, and he played 27 minutes. He just didn't do anything. So if you added Nickeil Alexander-Walker today, I'd probably hold him over Conley. I think he'll still play a bit more. Naz Reid, notably that league where I had all those guys out. My opponent had Naz Reid, so that was lovely. 23 points, 8 rebounds, 1 steal, 6 of 6 from 3. That's great. Thanks, Naz Reid. He's a hold. Jaden McDaniels, 10 points, 8 rebounds, 2 steals. He's very up and down. When this all washes out, he's probably a player that we look back on and go, yeah, he could have been held in 12-team leagues, or yeah, he was probably not someone we needed to prioritize. Speaking of not prioritizing, Rudy Gobert, what a bum. 11 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks. I did put something on Twitter, who's been the biggest disappointment or underwhelming player, useless player, out of Rudy Gobert and DeAndre Ayton. It's pretty close. I think it's probably Ayton, but I think you could make a case for Gobert just given the expectations. My expectations for Gobert were not super high, but he was good last year. No cat. I thought, okay, he's going to get a little bit more defensively, maybe some more rebounds, but he has just been worse. And I know part of this is the fact that they're not utilizing him, in my opinion, correctly, but it's a trend now that's been going all season, so I don't see it turning around. Julius Randle was also bad in this one, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. He's been up and down, obviously a hold. We're not doing anything, but a little bit disappointing. For the Knicks, OG Anunoby had a good game. Nice to see. 18 points. He shot the ball well. He had 10 rebounds, a steal and a block. I'd love it if we could get this every game. Josh Hart, not his best game, 3 of 12, but he still had 9 rebounds, 3 steals. So he's doing other things when he's not scoring, which is nice. Jericho Sims started and did nothing, of course. Precious Achiuwa, he's still the guy we want to have here until Cat is back. Cat was close tonight. He warmed up. He just obviously didn't feel good to go. So I wouldn't be surprised if he is back in the next game. And if not the next game, probably the one after that. Campaign had 18 points off the bench, but only 13 minutes. We don't need to be chasing that at all. Toronto at Milwaukee. Comfortable victory for the Bucks. 130 to 110 or 12. Hang on. 112, 130 to 112. Scotty Barnes forgot how to shoot. The other numbers are fantastic here. 8 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, but 4 of 16 from the field. He was 1 of 11 at one point, so he actually shot the ball well in the second half. But, yeah, this was rough. I have him and Jalen Williams in a league where I need field goal percentage, and I think Jalen Williams was pretty bad. We'll get to him. He was bad as well. Between both of them, they kicked my field goal percentage square in the balls. RJ Barrett had 21 and 10 with a steal. Good numbers for him. We sort of ignore the free throws to some degree with him. Davion Mitchell started, and as we know, we're not rostering him. Grady Dick, 13 points, a steal. We can move on from him. I'm fairly certain of that now. Kelly Olynyk, nice little cameo from him, 15 and 4 with 2 assists and 1 steal. Look, he was just playing well here. 3 of 6 from the line is not a Kelly Olynyk, something we usually see from Kelly Olynyk, but this was nice. Bruce Brown also 17 and 6. We know Bruce Brown, he can be a good fantasy player. It's just neither he nor Kelly Olynyk are getting consistent minutes at this point, so we don't need to worry too much about that. For the Bucks, same old story. Giannis, Damian Lillard, both very good. Brook Lopez, very underwhelming. Taurean Prince and, well, Ryan Rowland started here with no Andre Jackson, but neither he nor Prince are worth rostering. Chris Middleton had 13 points, 5 assists off the bench, but he's probably a hold, but they're going to manage him and just sort of put him in cotton wool until the playoffs, I think. With Trent back, AJ Green stepped back. Both had 2 3-pointers. They can be streamed, but certainly no guarantee to help you on any given night. Denver at Miami, comfortable in the end for Denver, 133 to 113. For Denver, Nikola Jokic, he played. He was questionable. I was hoping you wouldn't play. That same opponent has Jokic. It's Angle Fantasy, by the way, just not that they'd be watching, but that's who I'm up against in industry pickup this week, and it's top of the table, so it's frustrating. Michael Porter, still a buy low, I think, for him. Christian Brown, I think we've moved on from him at this point, haven't we? Russell Westbrook, 26 minutes. 11 and 7, the numbers aren't great here, but this was a bit of a blowout, so yeah. Minutes were down slightly, but that's okay. Julian Strather had 14 points in 26 minutes. Aaron Gordon came off the bench and had 22 minutes. Peyton, only 18 for Peyton Watson, which is interesting. They went with DeAndre Jordan here a little bit. Some funny rotations here. Nothing that really impacts fantasy too much. We're just holding Aaron Gordon under the expectation that his minutes are going to be limited. Strouther is just a streamer. Watson, he was sort of a hold, but maybe he won't be. We might give him another game, but Brown we're moving on from. For the Heat, Jimmy Butler did indeed return, and he started, and he was fine. 18 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Good that he's out there. I don't think this changes anything in terms of long-term, is he sticking around, that sort of thing. So if you've got him, you just roll him out there and hope that he stays on the floor and if they make a trade. Perfect world. They're a professional organization. He is a professional. You would think that, yes, okay, we've got differing opinions on our futures, but for the time being, I can still help you win. Do what you need to do in the background and I will go out and I'll give 100%. And that's what you would hope that you would get from someone like this. So we'll see. It was a pretty bad loss here, but he played 33 minutes. So starters minutes. Look, he could get injured too at some point. So, but with him back, Hayward Highsmith, obviously almost Tony Snell'd it. 2 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 blocks, 0 threes. Almost a Tony Snell. Tyler Hero with Jimmy back had to do less. 22 points. 5 rebounds, 4 assists. Duncan Robinson, they just seem to like starting him alongside Jimmy Butler. I guess Jimmy is not the best in terms of floor spacing, where Duncan Robinson is a good floor spacer, so maybe that's the thinking there. Nikola Jovic still played well. I'd be holding him. Jaime Jaquez, I'd probably hold him as well, but only 24 minutes. That's a little bit concerning. Rosie had 13, 7, and 5. If you want to stream him in, you could if he was dropped, but I still don't see him as a long-term ad or anything like that. Khalil Ware had 9 and 7 with a steal, but we know the story here, not enough playing time for him. Charlotte at Chicago. So we talked about Brandon Miller being out. Where are we? Scrolling there. Yes, so he was out. So we got Nick Smith Jr. starting in this one. And he actually had himself a nice night, 15 and 5 with a steal. Look, I'm not sure I'd be adding him. I think with Miller out, they're probably going to chop and change this a little bit. Cody Martin will get a look. Maybe Josh Okogie, depending what they're hoping to do with him. So I wouldn't just go out and add Nick Smith or add Cody Martin or anything like that. I would probably be hesitant. I guess based on this, we give Nick Smith a look. But again, I'm not confident. Miles Bridges has been playing very well. 21 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 threes. Josh Green, 2 steals, steal streamer at best. Mark Williams, minutes are great here. 33 minutes, 19 points, 19 rebounds, 2 blocks, 1 steal. So, yeah, continues to play very well. I'm glad he's proving me right. LaMelo Ball had 26 and 9 with 2 steals. And the shots here were a little more balanced. 19 shot attempts. He didn't shoot the ball well, but he only took 19 shots. Mark Williams had 17, Miles Bridges 15, Nick Smith 12, Seth Curry took 10 shots and had 15 points. No, we're not adding Seth Curry. Diabate returned from the G League. He had 2 points, 3 rebounds. He is, I don't even think we can call him a stash at this point. I just don't think he'll do enough to warrant stashing. Charlotte got the win too, did I say that? 125-123. For the Bulls, Patrick Williams still serves no purpose. Nikola Vucevic went off in this one. 40 points, 13 rebounds. Not much else, but shot the ball well. It's Mark Williams was against a center who doesn't really defend, and Nikola Vucevic is against a center that is a good shot blocker, rim protector, but Vuce typically doesn't play around the rim a lot, hits a lot of mid-range shots, so not surprising. Kobe White had 18 points, Zach LaVine had 19, 6 and 8, very good season continues for him. Josh Giddey, only 26 minutes, 6, 5 and 5. We got the three-headed guard thing here. Ayo Dosunmu had 9, 5, and 4 with a steal in his 28 minutes. Lonzo Ball had 6, 3, and 3 with 3 steals in his 25 minutes. So it's one game, so we're not going to make any big significant moves yet, but maybe we are looking at a three-player timeshare here. 25-ish minutes for each of them. If that is the case, if they're all going to hover in this range, I think my order of preference would be, I still think I'd have Giddey first because he's starting. I don't think he's coming out of the starting lineup. Then I would have Lonzo, then I would have Dosunmu, but it will be up and down, and it is also dependent on what stats you need. Obviously, Lonzo is by far the best defender. In this one, you know, in this group, probably the best three-point shooter as well. Giddey is the best rebounder, should get the most assists. So really comes down to what you need here in this situation. Utah at New Orleans. Pelicans 136, Utah 123. Kessler will be back for the next game. Can almost guarantee that. But they're already resting, blatantly just tanking and resting players. The league is obviously not going to do anything about it. So we just have to prepare for missed games. John Collins, Walker Kessler, Colin Sexton, Keontae George, Jordan Clarkson. Who else? Larry Markkanen. It's just going to be rough sledding. And this is exactly why I am splitting some of my leagues and doing redrafts for this exact reason, because you can, well, this is even earlier than usual, but in that sort of a setting, you can draft your players at the start of the season. And then once we do our redraft at the sort of mid-January, end of February, these guys like Larry Markkanen, who are probably only going to play half the games remaining, you don't have to keep them on your roster as a third round pick or a fourth round pick. They might go in the fifth round of a draft. But let's talk about those who played. Svi Mykhailiuk, whenever he plays, he hits threes. He can get you some points. He had 16 of them. Cody Williams, I don't know, a lot of questions there, not many answers. 0 points in 18 minutes. Drew Eubanks he's a decent enough stream when Walker Kessler is out. This was against a New Orleans team that basically didn't have a center. So he had 17-7 with 4 blocks and a steal. He's not going to be this good, but he is someone worth looking at when Kessler misses time. Colin Sexton, Keontae George both played very well in this one. 24-4-5 with a steal for Colin Sexton, 26-4-3 with a steal for Keontae George. Both must roster players, along with Isaiah Collier, I think. But just watch out for missed games. We don't know when they're coming or where they're coming. Collier had 11 assists with a steal and a block. Of the three of those, he's obviously the least talented offensively, but has, well, by far maybe the highest upside in assists based on what we've seen. So I like holding on to him. Bryce Sensabaugh, I don't mind holding him. He had 15 points. He doesn't do a lot else, but Lowry Markkanen, and as I said, John Collins, who knows when these guys are coming back. So Sensabaugh is okay to roll out there, and I'm not really interested in anyone there, anyone else on the bench. For the Pelicans, they did have a center. It was Daniel Tice. Somehow he had 18-8 here. Probably says a lot about Drew Eubanks as well. Two centers just really going at each other when the other one can't defend the other one, sort of thing. So a nice night for Daniel Tice. If Eve Misi misses time, you can look at him, but he's absolutely not going to be this good every night. Zion Williamson had 24-14-6 with three blocks. He's looked pretty good out there. The free throws are still pretty trash, but I don't think that's changing anytime soon. Trey Murphy had a good game. CJ had a good game. DeJounte did not. DeJounte had 8 points on 2 of 9 shooting. He had been better than this, so we'll give him a pass here. Jose Alvarado, out of nowhere, 19 points, 6 assists. I'm not really buying into this. Maybe later in the year, if the Pelicans do shut it down, he could get a lot of run here as one of their lead guards. But at the moment, I'm not buying it because I picked him up last week and he did nothing for about 3 games. All right, OKC at Dallas. It was a undermanned OKC team, but a really good win for Dallas. They got out to a big lead. The Thunder pulled it back. Dallas end up winning 106-98. For the Thunder, no Shea in this one. No Isaiah Hartenstein, obviously. So we got Jalen Williams again, Jay Will at starting center, and we had Aaron Wiggins in the starting lineup. Jalen Williams, J-Dub, without Shea there, he just teams locked in on him a little bit because there's not a lot of scoring here when Shea is not there. He had 19 points, but 7 of 22 from the field and 4 of 8 from the line. Like this, another industry pickup. I have Jalen Williams, and as I said, he 7 of 22, and Scotty Barnes was 4 of 16. So that's 11 of 38. Now I'm not going to do that very easily in my head, but it's under 30%. I think on really high volume, that's rough. 6 turnovers as well. So not a good game for Jalen Williams. The other Jalen Williams, Jay Will, he had 12 and 10 with a block. I did say yesterday, I think he's worth holding. It was more of a matchup thing yesterday. And today he played 31 minutes. So they play again on Sunday. I would hold him. Kayson Wallace had 4 steals, 10 points. We're holding him. Lou Dort, 18 points, another 6 three-pointers. So, yeah, I think we hold him as well. I don't think Shea is going to miss a lot of time. I think it was just a night off for him, really. So he should be back in the next game, which will make Wiggins expendable if you did stream him in today. Caruso had 20 minutes. Not a good game, but it was encouraging that he played. So he remains a nice steals streamer for Dallas. Dan Gafford started, didn't do as much, 8-6 with 2 blocks. It's still fine, but only 20 minutes. They just went with Najee Marshall in this one and Maxi Kleber a little bit. PJ Washington had 16-7-5 with a steal and a block. Klay Thompson, 4 defensive stats are nice, 3 steals and a block, but 6 points on 2 of 7 shooting. I mean, dude, shoot the ball. Dan Gafford's not shooting it. Just do more, please. Kyrie Irving had 25-5-5 with a steal. He looked pretty good. The 39 minutes are worrying, given he's dealing with a back injury. I think he probably misses games from time to time moving forward. Najee Marshall, I said he is someone we need to be holding, and he moved to the bench, but he played starters minutes. He had 14 and 10 with three steals and a block, so we are holding him. We are not holding Quinton Grimes, and we're not interested in any of those other guys sitting on the bench there. Memphis beat the Spurs comfortably, 140 to 112. There was no Ja Morant in this one. We did not get Scottie Pippen. We got Point Kennard. Luke Kennard moved into the starting lineup and had 17 and 4. He's been interesting. I think a hold in standard leagues at this point. Zach Edey, complete trash. He was injured. He got whacked in the face here. So to be fair, he only played 7 minutes, 4 points, four rebounds. I don't think he's a hold. I don't know if he's going to miss time here. There's no word on whether this is a broken nose or anything. But, I mean, as we know, players can play through those injuries if they need to. So keep an eye on the injury report. But he's not really playing enough that warrants stashing or anything like that, I don't think. Jalen Wells, he will continue to be a really good points and threes streamer. And obviously, if you can catch him on a night when there's no Jaden Morant, then that helps. Santi Aldama, with no Zach Edey, they just threw him in at center and he went off, 29 points, 8 rebounds and a steal. And of course, I didn't play him tonight. I played, who did I play over him? Zaire Williams, maybe. And that was just based on I needed free throws. And to be fair, I think Zaire Williams hit a couple of free throws. But yeah, I much rather would have had Aldama. And should note, my opponent in industry pickup did have Santi Aldama, so that didn't help me either. We roster Aldama. He's finding a way. Brandon Clark had 12, 3 and 2 with a steal in 19 minutes, so a little bit more for him with Zach Edey going down. Scottie Pippen, 7 and 5. It's interesting that they went with Luke Kennard here at the point guard. Desmond Bane got 14 assists. I didn't mention that. So that's got to be a career high. I haven't looked it up, but I'm sure that that would be close to a career high. For the Spurs, Devin Vassell playing better. 21 points, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, no steals, but he's hitting his shots. So good signs for him. Steph Castle, another productive game, 20 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He's a hold, at least until Sohan is back. Chris Paul, he wasn't very good in this. And this is what we see from these elite players as they get older. They have a couple of good ones. They have a few bad ones. This was a bad one. 6 points, 6 assists. Keldon Johnson, Julian Champagne, we talk about them as point streamers, and unfortunately they didn't do it tonight. Wemby, another 6 blocks, 12 rebounds, 3 assists. Just can't really shoot the ball at the moment. 8 of 19 from the field. That's one saving grace in industry pickup. My opponent has Wemby, so that's the field goal percentage has taken a bit of a hit, but he's also had 14 blocks in the last two games, which hurts when you don't have Walker Kessler or Derek Lively or Anthony Davis. I'm harping on that league, aren't I? You can tell that I'm frustrated. Last game of the night, Brooklyn at LA. Brooklyn rolled out, probably almost their best lineup. No Cam Johnson, but Noah Clowney was in there, Nick Claxton, Ben Simmons. D'Angelo Russell played. He didn't start, but he played. Clowney was fine, 11, 5, and 1 with a block. It's going to take him a while to get there. The minutes are there, but he will have the odd good game. But I was watching this and some of his reads defensively and he still looks a bit lost at times, which isn't at all surprising. Zaire Williams had 15 points. Claxton didn't really do much. He didn't play terribly, although speaking of bad defensive reads, there were a couple. I think Rui Hachimura got a wide open dunk on the baseline and Clowney was just floating around in the middle of the key. I don't know what he was doing. Ben Simmons had 6, 5, and 7 with a steal and a block. If you don't need points, he's worth holding. Keon Johnson had 13 points with 1 assist, 1 rebound, 19 minutes. Again, next game he could play 30 minutes. We just don't know. I still think Zaire Williams, Ben Simmons, Noah Clowney are probably our holds. Keon Johnson is close. Ebwoma has been interesting. He had 15, 6, and 2 with a steal off the bench. He's pushing up into at least 12-team discussion. D'Angelo Russell had 19, 6, and 8 off the bench. So good numbers, 27 minutes. Still unclear whether they're going to put him back in that starting lineup. And honestly, we may never know because it could change every game. Dayron Sharp, who I've said I do like him as a stream, sorry, not a streamer, a stash guy. He was bad in this one, 0 of 4 from the field. So you can't really hold him now unless you, as I said, are just treating him as a stash in roto leagues or in a head-to-head league with shallow rosters. For the Lakers, no AD, so we got a lot of LeBron James. We got a lot of Austin Reeves. He had a career-high 38 points, 2 steals, a block. Didn't really get many assists in this one, but that's obviously when there's no Anthony Davis, you're going to have to do more, and he did. Hachimura, 10, 6, and 4. We're not holding him. Jackson Hayes had 6 and 9. Look, even when Anthony Davis is out, I'm not really streaming him, I don't think. Max Christie, only 7 points in this one, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. The minutes are still good, 33 of them. Just couldn't hit a shot. So, yeah, I'm probably still holding him. I think he's okay, but he's not exciting by any means. All right, it's a lot of games. Let's get to some questions. All right. Ivan Mariano, would we trade Malik Monk and Devin Vassell for Dyson Daniels in a 12-team points dynasty league? No, I don't think so. No, I still like Vassell. Monk's not that old, is he? Well, I don't think he's super young either. He's been around for a while. How old is Malik Monk? I want to say 28. Am I wrong? Oh, that didn't work. Monk. How old is Mr. Monk? He is 27. Okay, so he's still relatively young. So no, I think I'd probably go with Monk and Vassell there, I think. Lone Dez, Noah Clowney might be in the same realm as Bub Carrington. The role is secure, but may take a while. Yeah, look, I think they're guys that over the last month to 6 weeks are going to be better than they are now. Cookie Monster was able to get Monk for D'Lo and Ayton in the 17 points league. Is it Chad, still with his weird name? Is it Josh Okogie season? Based on what we saw today, no. But that was also his first game. So, yeah, I mean, if you added him, if you streamed him in, then you could just hold him, see what happens. We don't know whether they want to hold him long-term or whether they're going to try and move him. We have no indication from them yet. Is Isaiah Collier turning into a dark horse for Rookie of the Year? Current odds have Saar, Edie, Wells, Misi, and then Castle. It's a really rough Rookie of the Year betting market, I'll tell you that. Saar, Edie, I don't think it'll be... Well, surely it can't be Edie. I mean, he hasn't been good. I don't think it'll be Misi because unless the Pelicans shut it down and he just comes out and plays 32 minutes a night, Wells should be pretty consistent, but to me, he just doesn't do enough. Saar is probably still one of the favorites, just because I think his role will increase moving forward. Castle will depend a little bit on where the Spurs are sitting at the moment. I don't think it'll be Castle. Collier, look, he isn't an interesting dark horse. If they do trade Sexton, which I think they probably want to, and Collier starts, he could average sort of, not a double-double, but he could get you 11 points a game, 8 assists, a steal. It's really anyone's, I think, at this point. There's no clear favourite. KJ got 2 offers for Lowry marketing in head-to-head league. DeMar DeRozan, Otari Eason, and Mikhail Bridges. Would we consider either? I I'd probably take DeMar, I think, just because of what I said about Utah. I think Markkanen plays half the games remaining at best. So I think I'd go DeMar DeRozan. Would I go Tari Eason, Mikal Bridges? That one's tough. Tari Eason, per game, absolutely I would. But Tari Eason's leg injury still worries me a little bit. So DeRozan, yes. Eason and Mikal Bridges, I think he's okay. Like Bridges is going to play every minute of every game, basically. So you're sort of looking at Markkanen for Mikal Bridges as a one-for-one kind of thing with Tari Eason as a sweetener, I suppose. So, yeah, look, I don't mind that one because I think with no Jabari Smith, if Eason can stay healthy and play 25 minutes, then yes, I would do it. So I think you could take a chance. we did, Chad, we asked the other night who's the most useless NBA player. My new nominee is Caleb Houston. Yeah, he's up there. He's definitely up there. He just doesn't play as much, I guess. Vassell for Westbrook trade seems a bit bad now. Westbrook's game wasn't great today. I still think it's an okay trade. How good is Sarr's second half run? I think it'll be good. Like I said, I think he'll play minutes. And his game is still pretty rough, especially offensively, but once Valanciunas is gone, which we're assuming he will be, Sarr should play 32 minutes a night, 33. They don't need to rest him or anything like that to lose games because they're just that bad a team. In your league, that is treating him as a stash because he is absolutely not going to be a top 50 player at the moment. Chris Williams, good on me. Oh, yeah, no, the charity stream was good. So hopefully people watched that this morning. It was, Dan did his fundraiser for Palisades Elementary. I think that's what it's called. His son's school, which they lost in the fires. We had a lot of good analysts on there. I don't know how many he had. I want to say probably 20 to 25, maybe. I didn't see. I was on there for about an hour, and I did check in. Sort of, we were driving, but I checked in from time to time. And it looked like there were some new faces in there, that sort of thing. So I think he had good numbers. He's given me a bit of a rough idea of how much they raised, but I'll let him make that sort of formal announcement when he's got a fixed number. But no, it was good. It was a fun show. So good to raise some money, and there was some interesting people. We had Jovan Buha on there. I think Trevor Lane was on. I didn't see Trevor, but I think he was on there. So Jovan got a lot of Lakers-related questions, which was good. And I'm going to try and talk to Jovan because his microphone and his boom and his setup, he sounds really crisp, really nice on when he does his shows and things like that. So I'm going to try and find out what equipment he uses and maybe make an upgrade here in my small space. Right. Seth Curry gets a weird usage boost in Miller's place. Yeah, he does, but I don't think it's anything we need to pay attention to. Should we be worried about Giddy starting to fall off? I still think he'll start, as I said, and the minutes will be a little bit – it'll depend on how he's playing, I think. If he starts well, he probably plays 30, and then if he's not doing a ton, I think his floor is still fairly safe, though, 25 to 26 minutes. Tice has been solid per minute this year. Yeah, he has. He's been all right, but yeah, I'm certainly not adding him anywhere. OKC's offense is messy without Shea. It is very messy. And I did see that they are shopping Gafford, which is interesting because I thought when they brought him in last year, he made a huge difference along with PJ. So it's weird that they're sort of moving away from that now, especially with the fact that Lively is certainly not a picture of health. He's still a bit rickety. he doesn't get severe injuries, but he gets banged around a lot. So I'm surprised, and I would be surprised if they did that. Alex, what's your question? How far away is Suggs? At an 8-game deficit for the week. Yeah, I feel that. Man, I'm down this week in a lot of leagues. Dropping Suggs would give you a better chance of keeping your lead and win. I don't know if anyone would claim Suggs. Look, it's risky. There's no word on Suggs, so there's no indication that he's coming back next game. Orlando are usually okay with their injury reporting. Except for Jonathan Isaac, but that was a weird situation. Yeah, look, I mean, if you don't think, and he's not as valuable in a points league, so if you sort of need to try and get these wins, that sort of thing, I don't think it's the worst idea, especially if you don't think anyone would claim him. You could drop him and then pick him back up for next week and see what happens. Thanks, Chad. Bane had 16 versus the Lakers. So he was close to a career high. Jonas Busada, thanks for coming out to Dan's fundraiser. My pleasure. It was good. I was glad I was able to get Jovan and Trevor on the show for him. Dan being a Lakers fan, I knew he'd appreciate some Lakers guys coming on. So hopefully that's a good indication that our trade deadline show will go well, because it'll be similar. It'll just be guys jumping in and out. It'll obviously be me and Dan for the majority of the show, but we'll have other people on there as well. Chad, I benched. Yes, I did. That was the league where I benched Santi Aldama for Zaire Williams against you. You did capitalize. You were winning, and then I must have got some late stuff because I think I checked before I jumped on and I'm now maybe winning 5-4. Yes, I'm back up 5-4. So I think Austin Reeves helped me today. What did I jump ahead in? Oh, blocks. I must have got a late block from someone. Who would have got me a block late? Lonzo, Zaire Williams might have got me a late block today, did he? Let's have a look. Oh, he did. He got me one block, so that may have made a difference. Austin Reeves also got a block today, so that may have helped. He did indeed get a block, yes. So, a couple of things went my way. And look, as I said, with fantasy, it is give and take. You have good matchups. When you're in as many leagues as me, some are good, some are bad. It's just I noticed the bad ones, not the good ones. And that's because Chad played Isaac over Dort. Yeah, I played Isaac in my industry pickup and it didn't work out for me. Is Amen Thompson too athletic? I'm worried he'll break himself. He is uber athletic. It's ridiculous. Both he and Asar Thompson, their elevation and the speed of their elevation, the ease at which he gets his head to the rim, if you watch him on fast breaks and alley-oops and things like that, he's looking at the rim and doesn't even look like he's trying. Look, maybe, I mean, he's not like Ja Morant where he's sort of flying through traffic. He's usually, as I said, it is fast breaks or he doesn't come across as reckless like Ja. So I'm not too concerned. And I mean, physically, he's just, I think he's built better than Ja Morant for that kind of a game. He's just physically, he looks better prepared, I think. Okay, here we go. Some breaking news from Chad. Brandon Miller expected back in 2 weeks. Okay, so that would mean it's not a full tear, I would say. And yeah, okay, well, we'll see. So maybe this is, they can immobilize it. That would also indicate that he's not having surgery. So maybe it is something that they're going to manage through the season. Because I did read that if you don't get it fixed by surgery, it can result in arthritis and long-term injuries. And obviously they don't want to risk that with a guy this age on a team with this trajectory. So maybe this, I mean, they'll get professional opinions, of course, but maybe there's something he can manage for a while and then they'll send him off in sort of February or March to get some surgery. I don't know. Potato Muncher, I do see your question. I'm just going to grab these other ones very quickly and then we'll come back to yours. Admiral Nida, better stash while Embiid is out. Bilal Coulibaly or Scoot? Ooh. I like them both. Scoot, if you need assists and points. Coulibaly, if you need defensive stats. Coulibaly will play more minutes, I think, but Scoot has been pretty good. So I think either, whichever you need. Yep, Cookie Monster, we did that question. What if I'm just trying to get through easy ones. Who's the better stash between Scoot and Saar? In a points league, I think it's Scoot. Okay, so Chad's waiting on a better source. So ignore the Miller stuff. Three people on B-Sky referencing a comment. Reevaluation in 2 weeks. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. We'll get updates. All right, let's do this one and then I'll go back to Potato Muncher. How would I prioritize Goga, Eason, Lively, and Richards in an ESPN points league? I would probably say Richards is sort of the wild card here because we don't actually know what his role is going to be. Yeah, same could be said about Goga, I guess, to some degree. Probably, I think they're all pretty close, to be honest. Maybe it's if you want to take a risk, I'd go Eason as first, but I don't know if I'd be willing to take that risk. So maybe we're looking at we just don't know how long Goga's going to be out, do we? I don't know. I guess Lively is probably the safest because he's starting, and especially if they get rid of Gafford. So let's go Lively first, and then I would probably go Goga and Eason are pretty close, and I'd go Richards last at this point, but Richards could jump ahead of those guys if he starts and plays 28 minutes. All right, new viewer from Josh's show. Oh, I like new viewers. What are some buy lows off the top of my head? Buy lows. All right. Well, who? Derek White. So we've talked about him. We've talked about who else have we talked about as buy lows? It was DeMar DeRozan, but not really anymore. I don't think. Let's pull up. Sort of tend to go back a couple of weeks when you look at buy lows. I think. In terms of getting a sample size big enough, that's probably where we want to look at. OG Anunoby, today he was better, but I do think he's probably a bit of a buy low at the moment. Jalen Williams, actually, he's probably been okay lately. Who else? Scrolling through some names here that I think might be good. Devin Vassell would have been a week ago. I don't think he is as much now. He's been playing a bit better. I think Anunoby is probably still someone you could get late. I guess, if your injury, if you're prepared to take risks, these injured guys, you're always going to be able to buy low on Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard, your Jazz guys, if you have any confidence at all that they're going to play, Lauri Markkanen, they would be guys that you could look at. I would say Yusuf Nurkic, but I just don't know what is to become of Yusuf Nurkic this season. It's a weird situation there. Zach Edey sort of falls into that discussion, but I think with the fact that the Grizzlies are playing to win, there's no assurances that his role increases any time, really. Yeah, I mean, Derek White is a really good one, I think. Maybe Bam Adebayo. There's some Portland guys. Anthony Simons would be one, but again, are we sure of his role? Michael Porter Jr. has been pretty bad. He's probably outside the top 100, is he? Where is he? Yeah, he's outside the top 100 the last couple of weeks. He's probably a buy low. So there's a few names anyway. That's the easiest way. Just go and look at the ranks there. What have we got? This is where we're at, isn't it? Delano Banton or Bub Carrington for the weekend back-to-back? Bub's safer. I mean, he's playing minutes. He's starting. Banton was good in that last game, but Avdija was out. Simon sucked. They got blown out. It was sort of a blowout. They lost by about 30, didn't they, to the Clippers, 25 or something. I'd say probably Bub is a little bit safer. Will Billups be fired in the offseason? I don't think he's a good coach, but there's also sort of no reason to fire him at this point because they're a bad team. There's no expectation. In the offseason, they may. Scoot should be starting, let's be honest. And he's looked good as a starter. But if he doesn't, I think there's a chance he gets fired. Okay, yep, there's just some chatter. So all good. Okay, let's wrap it up there. It's 6 o'clock here. It's time to go and make dinner. That will do for today's show. Now, there may be a pregame show in the morning where we're heading away tomorrow for a week. So it will just depend what time I'm up and whether I can sneak a quick show in. Now, I don't think there are a lot of games because I know in one of my leagues I've only got 2 active players tomorrow. So that could just be really bad. There are a few, six games tomorrow. So I might be able to squeeze in a pregame show. It will be a quick one. But then there won't be a show or any shows until probably next Friday night, my time. So next Thursday's games, there'll be a post-game show. Yeah, it won't be a pre-game show, but I should be. So tomorrow, pre-game, maybe. And then the next show will be the post-game show on Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday night next week will be the post-game show. I'll still be on Twitter. I'll still be doing stuff. I just won't be able to record because I won't have my stuff with me. Looking forward to the break. I've got a draft next week, so that'll be fun. I still have to do that. Thank you everyone for tuning in, for watching and downloading and listening and doing all of that stuff. Alex, I might. I used to do Storms on Twitter for ages along with Dan. But this season, because I've been doing post-game shows, I haven't worried about it. But while I'm away, I might. They might be abbreviated. Will depend if I can get onto a laptop or something. If I'm doing it from my phone, I'm not going to type out a whole tweet storm. But I will have to take a laptop with me to do my draft. I'm not drafting on my phone. I've had that backfire before. So probably have a laptop, assuming the Wi-Fi is good enough, which it should be, surely, then, yes, I might be able to fire out sort of a post-game. It might not be until later at night, once we're sort of finished for the day and everyone's in bed. But, yes, I will try and get some sort of a recap up on Twitter as best I can. I'll try and do stuff anyway. So, yes. But thank you, everyone. I will enjoy my break. You all enjoy your break too. And I'll be back in about 5 days or something like that. Remember, go and check out the fundraiser show that we did. I don't even know how long it ended up going for, 2 hours at least, if not more. So go and check that one out. Go and check out Trade Talk that I did with Raphael Johnson earlier today if you missed that one. The content there is sort of evergreen. It's not just for today's games. We talked about player values and trades and things like that. So go and check that one out. The trade deadline show is coming up in a little bit under 3 weeks. So go and you can go and pre-like that one. The link is up on, I think I've retweeted it. Dan's probably tweeting it out fairly consistently. So go and do that for us. That'd be really good. But I will be back in a few days. Thank you, everyone. I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pre-game show, post-game show. Let's get it right. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check